of Steam, Steel, and Murder, bringing you actual play recordings of our gaming sessions. Tonight, we have the second and last part to Session 45. Nothing else to report, so let's jump right in. Session 45, Part 2. Oh. All right, we're back.
Yeah. Here's the question. Do we want to have, and this is something that we could just discuss at any time, do we want to move down in the sewers first and have the camera system taken out, or do we want before we have the big explosions or after down at the airport? I would say we want to take down the cameras first. That way they're reacting and the cameras look like a more minor thing, and the big explosions take their attention off of the fact that the cameras. If we do it the other way around, I think it looks a little bit more suspicious. But that's just my opinion.
If it can be timed right, it might look
how are we taking out?
How are we taking out the camera?
Mm.
A guy with gun, he sneaks up, shoots it from a foot away.
Okay, and Ethan's question?
I thought a guy with knife was going to sneak up and shoot it. Or stab it.
I don't have an electric knife anymore.
There isn't a way to, anything that blows up. There isn't a way to target that at something that might take the cameras out, is there?
The cameras are in the sewers, so.
Yeah, and the power thing is nowhere near. We're nowhere near where the airport is. The airport's at the edge of town, basically.
And there are several backups, so.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a backup generator there.
Yeah, we're not going to get them all, so let's just.
So, the park. The park is very well trafficked. You're doing this that morning, I take it? Monday morning?
Yeah, sure. Or I thought Sunday evening, but.
Well, people were sleeping Sunday evening, I thought.
Well, we had a full day, but we could have done it Sunday evening when we got back into town, couldn't we?
You could. If that's what you want to do, that's fine.
Yeah, and then we sleep all Sunday.
Right. Well, Sunday evening then, when you're checking this out, there are several people out in the park kind of enjoying the area. There's also some people out who are already planning for the protest, saying, you know, we'll set up here and et cetera. Everybody give me alertness rolls. Well, first of all, so when you notice that there, it would not be, it's fairly common for people to be walking the grounds. Do you all want to, or are you still sending a small party?
I have a high alertness. The camera guy needs to come. Do you want to come, Gavin?
I was wondering, actually, if the camera guy wanted to give it to me, because I have a decent memory and ability to draw what I see.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we should go in groups of two or three at the most.
Okay, so Gavin, me, and Rackham. That sounds like a good group.
Sounds like a bad cover of the band from the 80s.
Yes, it does. And Gavin has the...
If Ethan's willing to lend me his goggles.
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
You'll have to tell me how to use them.
It's improvisational control, so anyone can use them. Just fiddle with the sides. You just fiddle with them until it's right.
Excellent.
So much in life boils out of sort of philosophy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Good Lord.
So how about everyone else? Is everybody going in like separate groups to walk around?
It is
a very nice park that they've got kind of erected up around it. There are actually vendors out, too. If you're going early Saturday evening, like, you know, before it's like 8 o'clock at night or so, there's still vendors out. They have lamps. It's lit up pretty well.
Yeah, early Sunday evening, and just me, Rackham, and Gavin.
Okay.
Well, I think Ethan and Nicholas could be there as well in the vicinity in case we need trouble.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But we're all just they're a group, we're a group, and we're never shall the twain meet.
And
well, what I pick up depend on alertness or some other skill.
Alertness is fine, but there's a couple of things I want to ask Joshua first. Joshua, you spent one slot on X-ray vision, so tell me how the X-ray vision works. Because if it's true X-ray vision, you're not going to be able to see internal structures of the place.
The X-ray vision works by, imagine you have a camera in a video game. You have the object, you fiddle with the things in it like telescopic zooms and pans through each layer. So you essentially go, you go forwards and backwards through the object. So you can't obviously see the entire thing X-rayed at once, but you can see each part of it or each layer internally by going through it.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
No, no, it's basically like you can use it like a CAD system where you can remove layers and see through. That's fine, but I also noticed that it has temperamental experimental controls, which is a nice tag for a negative aspect.
That's the bit where, anyone can use it, but anyone can mess it up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Right.
Yay.
So, first of all, give me your alertness rolls just for this scene as you're kind of walking around. We'll see how well you're able to scope the place out.
Would it be alertness or investigation?
Alertness first, and then you'll make investigation rolls as you say that you're looking at specific things.
I got a 4.
Right, so it's investigation that we'll be using the
for goggles. Yes, the goggles we use investigation.
Right, good time I've rolled.
I have a good investigation, I have a superb.
Yeah, but you're not goggling.
Right, yes, I'm saying in case you need me to, rather than you.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
Actually, for what you're doing, I'm probably going to ask for burglary, because what you're doing is staking the place out.
Oh.
Well, then, I have burglary.
Should we roll again, then?
No. I want the alertness rolls just to see what you're noticing along the path and the outside as you're just kind of watching, walking along. Yeah. So we got a 4, we got a...
A 3 for the 3. Third time.
Okay, and?
A 1.
And a 1. Okay. Well, even a 1 isn't bad. park is very nice. I mean, it's built for people to enjoy. There are a few vendors out that are selling, various things like hot dogs and apple pie slices. And there are several families out that are bringing their children out. You also notice several young people that are kind of staking out locations saying, okay, well, we'll set up our, we're going to set up for our rally here and here. And there is kind of like a public square. And there is a place kind of in the middle where someone, could put up a, proverbial soapbox and give a speech. And so that's where they are going to set up for the rally. Now, with your alertness rolls, even with the 1, it's not hidden per se, but if you actually weren't looking up, you would not notice that some of the light posts have cameras on them, and they do look like they do encompass the entirety of the public area, so there's no blind areas. They're set up with really good lines of sight. You also notice that while the entrance to the park is open, you do notice that it does have gates that can be closed very quickly that are on rollers. And you even see there's a square box next to the wall where you anticipate it probably has a motor to close them. And they are very thick, very strong gates that would be able to basically close the place off. The walls surrounding it, while they are very nice brick structure and they're done very elaborately, is still daunting that they are over 12 feet high. And the top of them, while they have the pretty crenellations, kind of fits the atmosphere of the park, they are also razor sharp. Now, those of you with military training that got alertness rolls over 3, notice that even though the park does kind of meander in a very nice way and it's all perfectly manicured, they're also set up to make perfect killing lanes, from what you can imagine that looks like that might be a gun emplacement over there on the top of that building, and that one, and that one, and that one.
Right. Are they occupied or are they?
Nope, they're
in
not.
Potentia. So
they're in Potentia. Yeah, they're there. They're not immediately recognizable, except for those of you that have had war training.
Right.
Kind of know what to look for there.
They are, but basically, if you move quick, they're never even going to come into play. But if you're slow, or if there's someone who gets wind of what you're doing,
a single fast moving person would be very hard to track. But these things are used to knock out crowds and groups of people coming right. towards the building.
Oh no, I was talking about they have to get up there. So it's going to be at least a minute until someone gets up there. So
you don't know that.
Well, I mean, you have. Even physically, I mean,
there very well could just be a corridor behind that goes right into the building where someone just opens a door and he's right there at the gun emplacement. You don't know that.
Right.
So
that's still time. It takes time.
Now, Gaven, if you want to put on your odd looking spectacles as you're walking around.
Do we have anyone in the checker who's good with electronics?
I am, but besides me, no, I assume...
Besides you.
I mean...
To have someone disable the gate controls before the action happens. You don't want those gates closing. It should just be a simple matter of cutting some wires, so, as long as they can identify...
Well, remember, there aren't going to be Cheka here as the plan is so far.
That's what I'm saying. If you could pull someone off to actually have someone here that just to take out those controls...
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe somebody in the crowd that happens to be...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, we could do that. I guess. I don't know.
Also, going with your alertness rules there, there are guards about the premises. They're kind of dressed in plain clothes, so they look like anyone else that's just walking around. You do notice, though, that they have the distinct bulges beneath their jackets, and they look to be a little... less pleased to be out strolling. There aren't many of them, though. You tag two of them. Just kind of walking about. You don't really see any other guards about, though. And with the very large alertness roll there, you do happen to notice, at first it didn't seem like that big a deal, but you do notice that the rainwater catchments, you know, like the sewer grates that go down, are unusual.
cool grates?
No, actually, Gaven, you had seen something like this before, one of the places you were stationed, where it looks like they're more elevator. Like you can, you know, stand on one and they could quickly take you down or up.
Oh.
You know, you've seen these in large public places before. Sometimes they have to get a lot of gear into the sewers and, you know, it's kind of bulky. So they have these set up. But it is unusual that there are so many of them in one place. Usually you'll see one per city block, you know, like right at a major, conjunction of many sewer tunnels.
I'll mention it tomorrow and Rackham in passing as we're walking about.
Now for the building itself, it's kind of like a campus. There are several buildings. There's not just one, although there's kind of one predominantly in the middle and then several that kind of flank around it. It looks like a small college campus. Okay. Many buildings, all stone worked. The tallest building in the middle rises 6 floors.
Yep.
Also built in a style where there's many crenellations. It's a lot of stone. All of them have, you know, glass fronts on the first floor, but as you go up, there's fewer and fewer windows.
Is it well known which building Deer goes to?
Not really. I mean, it's a campus. You don't know really where his office is. Oh. I mean, you're assuming it's going to be in the primary building, the one that's right in front. Likely, it's going to be on the top floor, because that's kind of where the guild head usually is. But this is supposition, because no one's actually ever found out.
Yep. Don't have enough time to do it. So, X-ray them, and let's get to the action.
At this late hour, all the front doors are closed and are barred, and you do see security personnel through just the windows on the first floors. You know, they'll occasionally stop and look out as they're drinking their mugs of coffee. okay, give me... go ahead and give me your... your case the joint roll there with your burglary.
Oh, burglary, right.
Yes.
Burglary. Wow, that's a minus on the burglary. No, that SP doesn't come into play, so currently it's a 5. Am I happy with that? I'll throw in a chip to use eye for detail and make it a 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mine's a 5.
Oh, this is just Gaben for right now. Oh, sorry. Okay. Because he's using the X-ray specs to kind of look at the place. So, what are you at there, Gaben?
7. I'll stick with 7. What could possibly go wrong if I stick with 7?
Yeah. So this is where I'm going to tap the aspect on the glasses that the controls are just a little fiddly. So as you're going through there, you're able to see, they work like a charm at first. You're able to see right through the exterior of the buildings. And so are you kind of sketching this out as you go?
Probably more in my mind and I should be able to draw it up later. I've got a good memory.
All right. It's a pretty complex layout, actually. There are many corridors and there are many offices through, especially in the first 3 floors. But as you go up, there are fewer and fewer offices. You do make out elevator shafts. I'm going to say you're not going to be able to see. Sure, you can see people. The buildings are actually quite full of people, even at this hour. So there's still people working in the buildings. You can't really make out the difference between someone who's security and someone who's just a worker, though.
Working on a Sunday evening. Well, definitely not civil service then.
Yes. You see someone with a particularly odd spleen, they might be
guilty. Yep. With that great roll there, your roll was a 7 total?
Yeah.
Okay. Just notate to yourself there that I'm going to give you a bonus roll if you're going to do any planning in there because you kind of you've got a good idea of the structure. Do you have the photographic memory? Okay, yeah, no problem with that.
No, hell yeah. Of course I do.
Now, it's going to take you a while of walking around to be able to get, you know, a view of everything through there. So you guys are walking around for a bit while this is happening.
Endurance roll, damn it.
And, this is where I'm going to tap the aspect of the glasses there. And everything works just fine until you take the glasses off. And you notice that everything seems to be very blurry around you, like your eyes aren't able to focus back correctly. it passes after a bit, leaves you with a little headache, and that'll something will happen with that later.
Now you know why the magician kept walking into things.
First of all, I hit with the T-rays, and now I've got these other craze.
Alright, well, let's time to go home. You sketch out the map, get some sleep,
get some ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then down to the sewers, we wait. We wait till the appropriate time and then take out the cameras and move.
Let's go, move.
Yep.
All right, so everyone goes, gets a good night's sleep. And what time do you show up? The rally is, it's getting started around noon. Yeah, and do you get the Cheka guy to short out the fence?
Yeah, sure. But we're down in the sewers, and...
So you're going to start in the sewers around what time?
About what? 12:55, we take out the camera. Or do we want to take it out first or second?
No, we want to take it out about 12:55. We want to be down in position by 12:45.
Okay, yeah, sure. We'll take out the cameras at 12:55, I guess. After the explosions at the airport.
Mm-hmm. After the explosions at the airport.
No, let's take them out first.
You said before.
Yeah, I said before. I think before will be less conspicuous. Does anyone disagree with that?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. We'll take it out at 12:32 or, nothing that's too regular. And then we will pop locks and try to find the entrance into the secret underground lair.
What can go wrong?
All right. When does your radio guy start jamming?
He starts jamming. Let me look. I had it planned. About 12:50. So
we're hoping the gorillas are in fact asleep at the moment anyway, middle of the day.
Yeah, hoping that it takes more than 20 minutes to get to us.
So the rally is in full swing before any of your plans start then, because rally starts at noon. Okay, and you're in the sewers taking out the camera. All right, who's taking the shot on the camera?
The guy that knows how to use guns, probably.
Yep.
Sure, give me a roll.
Don't look at me.
To the side so it's not noticeable.
I think I still succeed, even though that was one of the worst shots I've taken in a while.
What's your goal?
Is two enough, or do I need more?
No, it's not enough.
Okay, then I'll use my specialty rifle, since I'm probably using an electric rifle.
Two is enough to shoot it, but you're trying to get the charge to hit it in such a way that it's going to disable the central.
Is four enough, since I'll use my specialty?
Yes, four is enough. No problem.
Yes, and then I don't have my specialty anymore for this damn scene.
Right. Do we need to have an alertness roll for the scene, Bert?
No, not at all. This is just a little short thing. Okay. And actually, this is you can reuse your aspect. This is just a really short.
Not an aspect. It's a specialty of shooting.
Yeah, you'll be fine. That'll reset by the time you get to the next part. So, this is just a small scene before anything else happens. You do that. The rally has started going upstairs. And where do you enter the sewers, by the way? Because remember, there are two sets of cameras.
Yeah,
Dare's mansion has them, and then By Famous D's is the one that you saw second. Okay, no problem. So, are you going to join the rally?
No, we're going through the sewers to where the campaign hit, to where the evil HQ was, and going up that way. That was the plan. If this wasn't clear, we apologize, but that's always been
This is really confusing because the apes are under Dare's mansion,
Exactly. We are not going anywhere near Dare's mansion in the middle of that.
So you're just going to the locked
which target we're heading.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you're just going to the locked gates that were under the sewers, going towards the
Dare's headquarters.
Dare's head. Okay, no problem. First sewer gate. How do you get through it?
Pop the lock.
Well, give me a roll.
You get through this in seconds. Go for it. Hey, you said seconds. Okay. I wasn't the one who was pointing about
that's an eight.
To the lock gate.
Yeah, it literally is like a second. You cough, bump, and there you go. Pops open.
All right, we just probably set off several alarms. Let's keep moving.
Yep. And I use burglary to case it, so most things I should notice, so.
Yep. Yeah. That just there's no alarm on it. It was just a simple
lock,
Just a way to keep some vagrants from coming through this way. Yep. The next one, however, is a bit more daunting because you never went through them last time.
Nope.
This lock is much more complicated, and you do notice that it has there is a steel box on the other side of the grate that does look like some wires go from the grate into the box.
Hmm.
If we shoot the box, is that going to just take it? Is that just going to shoot the electricity out? I ask to the group. Can we just shoot the box, take it out that way before we open the gate?
I do. Can I use my burglary roll to know what type of?
Sure. You assume the gate is electrified.
Okay.
And there probably is an alarm system on it once it's opened.
Okay. Do I know of any trick to get past to not pop off the alarm?
The first thing you're going to need to do is get bypass the electrical system and, shooting the box is as good an idea as any other.
Okay. I mean, if that seems smart to me, then I direct my guy to do it.
Yep. I'm not going to make you roll. This one doesn't, just a good shot to it, no problem. It goes up in a bunch of sparks, you didn't notice it at first, but now there's kind of like an absence of sound. There was kind of like a humming in the background that you were just barely didn't really notice. But now once it stopped, you do notice.
Excellent.
Okay. And now it's a matter. Go ahead.
Can I see what's, like, not causing the humming? Like, did I notice what was causing the humming and what's not humming now?
What's your burglary roll? Or, I mean, not roll, but what is your burglary at?
5.
You would have, yeah, you would have suspected the same thing, that the whole thing was electrified.
Yeah. Magic Boy is noticing what's around us, isn't he? Poke, poke, poke. You are looking around us to make sure people are coming around, right?
Just I'm sure. Looking around. Is there anyone about to jump on
us? Give me an alertness roll.
Oh, good.
All the various migration-causing glasses and stuff. Migration?
Migraine-inducing.
Oh, good. The one time it's actually necessary.
Of course, that's the way these things roll. Mm-hmm.
A 2?
Hold on. Let me see. What can I... Where's my aspects?
Have I lost contact with the thing?
I can hear you.
Yes. No.
Do I actually have any aspects that could help with this?
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Mm. All right, then. I'll spend a chip on that to... I forget how these works.
You can either add 2 or re-roll.
Probably best to add 2 at this point.
Okay, so that gives you a 4?
Yep.
Okay, looks like it's clear. You're actually having to engage the seeing the dark function of it, too, as it is very dark down here, and you know, the lanterns only extend so far. So you're able to see further with your glasses, and it looks like it's clear. You do see that there is another gate, though, that you're going to have to go through up beyond this one.
I will point this out to them.
Damn giddy. Mechanisms.
With your previous burglary roll there, Nick, this one's no problem, as well as disarming so that it doesn't, it's set up so that as soon as it's opened, whether you use the correct key or not, that it's going to send down an alarm. You, with your roll, you can bypass that. That's not a problem. But just something you noticed, that even if it was open properly, it would still send out a signal.
Yeah. Don't trust the gorillas, huh? Or.
You reach around and turn the alarm to walk position, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm turning, as soon as I set it back, the thing shouldn't be humming, but we want to lock up, so it seems like no one came past here.
Sure, yeah. Okay. You just push it close, since you actually picked the lock as opposed to breaking it, not a problem at all. Although the big bullet hole in the side of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'll be noticeable, but the...
electric gun, no problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't shoot the electric thing with the bullet. You shoot it with another bit of electricity and you shoot it.
So yes, you can rub off the scorch marks.
The black fog is what gives it away.
That'll dissipate. Rub off the little carbon scoring on the outside, and you're just fine.
Yeah.
However, the last grate that's in the way is an unusual one, as there doesn't seem to be any lock mechanism at all.
Damn.
I give my goggles to someone who might know something about this gate. Who wants to look for stuff?
I squeeze the tip of my the bridge of my nose. Not again.
Please. I don't want a brain tumor as well. It's best if only one of the party is affected. The medical doctor who would take out the brain tumor. I mean, you can fix yourself, right? You're a doctor.
Just looking at it from the other side,
guys, just looking at it with you guys with the electronics roles and all that and electronics knowledge. Yeah. Actually, the signal from the previous gate would have opened this gate. It's, you know, once you look at it, that's what it does.
Son of a biscuit eater.
This is where the sonic screwdriver could do it.
Yep. You think you could probably muscle it open as well, as it retracts into the wall. So you might be able just to push it apart if everybody got in on that.
Is there any traps or anything about the wall? Like, if they did try to muscle it open, would something very bad happen?
No, it doesn't look like it at all.
Heave ho, gentlemen.
Okay, does anybody have a might rating?
I have might rating of 1.
You have a might rating of 1. Okay, so you can get one side, everybody else get the other.
I've got a might rating of 1.
All right, no problem. With 2 of you with a might rating of 1 and everyone else helping, you're able to push it open. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay open, so it does kind of slam close as soon as you stop pushing on it.
Well, okay. Fine. We keep pushing, whatever gets through, and then we jump out of the way quickly.
Yes, exactly. It does
take
you
a very unhealthy party when our strongest people have a might rating of 1.
We don't do this by fighting. We do this by sheer incompetence, and we win anyway.
I would say we do this by killing.
Okay. Yes.
And now you see the reason why they had all of the grates down here, as this part of the sewer system is not just sewer and water to the buildings above, but it also carries gas and data lines.
Plug it in! Plug it in!
Why would I be carrying my computer with me? It's a big, bulky thing.
Oh, I wanted you to be carrying your computer
with me. It is a stunt, however, so I don't know if we can say I had it with me anyway, because it's a stunt.
You have the computer aspects to go with it, so if you wanted to haul it down with you, I'm not going to say you didn't.
Well, yeah, because...
we were expecting computers sooner or later. So,
yes,
yeah,
I probably would have.
I'm fine with it. You bought it as a stunt, and you have an aspect for it, so...
Yeah. It is my thing. All right, let's see what
we can
do.
Find the USB port.
You just have the, you know, the old alligator clips, and you just clamp right onto the lines, and that's basically all you have to do.
Implant a virus. Implant a virus.
Give me a...
uploading Windows, Microsoft, what now?
go ahead and give me a roll. Give me a computer roll as you try to get into the system.
Okay, well, that's pretty crap. I'll throw in the thing on it to get merely a 5.
Really a 5. Okay, that is just enough, and you have access to the system. Unfortunately, what it looks like is a climate control system. Heating, cooling, some of the lights on the areas that are controlled by gas, because apparently their backup is gas if the electrical goes down. But it doesn't seem to go anywhere else, so it's a closed computer system that you just logged into.
Right.
Turn up the temperature. Make it hot for them.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Make it mildly up.
It is fairly sophisticated, though, because it looks like certain parts of the building are on timers so that the lights go on and off at certain times. Some places are climate controlled, other to a certain temperature. Other places aren't. So it is a fairly sophisticated computer.
Well, we're dealing with apes. They live in a warm climate. Maybe we should just make it cold.
There's no apes in the building, we hope. If there are, we're in trouble.
There are men.
We don't expect any apes in the area.
Yeah.
Men here, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anything we do to them, we're going to do to us, so moving on.
All right.
Quick question. What areas doesn't it control? Does it look like the entire 6th floor is not touched by the system or something?
No, actually, the system controls the entirety of the campus, so it's more than just the one building that you're
under. Is there an underground layer that this controls or
connects to?
You're going to cross-reference what you see with what you wrote down with the schematics. No, it seems that your schematics cut all the rooms. There's not...
Oh.
Yeah, nothing...
I was wondering if it's like a black area or something which might indicate, oh, look, here's a sealed suspicious area that I don't want people to know about.
Although there do seem to be several rooms that have very odd temperature-controlled settings. Some of them very high and some of them very low.
Mark down all the ones that are very low.
I'm guessing some sort of lab, but yeah, okay. Well,
I'm thinking some sort of lab as well, but it's maybe something sinister.
Is there?
Why can't it be a sinister lab?
Now, obviously, this is going to be a question probably more of time than anything else. But is there a way I can put control of something so I can control it from any of the ports? So if I wanted to increase the temperature all around, I just need to go to a
all you have to do is clamp onto any wires in the building that go to the. So, you know,
okay, I'll leave my back door open so I can get into it easier again without worrying.
You create
about
yourself
it.
An account, you know.
Root admin, here we go.
There you go. All right, so at the end of this corridor now, and, you know, once again, it's protected because it has all of this valuable pipes and connections down here. It ends in a simple iron ladder that goes up. Into a utility hatch that you see, you know, above you. And yes, your guy with your X-ray vision can look up through there. And it's a maintenance room is what's directly above this. It's also dark and there's no one else in the room.
All right. Are we in the main? Is this the main building or a?
This is the main building and this is in its sub basement.
Okay. What time is it?
It didn't take long, maybe half an hour from it's because of the walking mostly.
So it is 1 now.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So explosions have happened. Excellent. Well, time to go.
Yep, let's get this party started and
die.
The horrendous. Yeah,
they have a new character. Sorry.
I have so a backup character.
Mm-hmm. You are the backup character.
Who's up? Exactly. Who's up first?
Marlo. Marlo leads from the front.
All right, Marlo. You go up, and the hatch is locked.
That's it. This guy.
I go home. Turn down the
city. Look around everywhere. Make sure no one's about to walk on us.
Yeah, locked from the top, because, of course, if you came down here, you would have unlocked it before you came down.
Yep.
How do you want to bypass this? Doesn't seem to be all that sturdy. You might be able to break it.
Gavin!
Or bend it enough to get to the lock. Metal.
Nicky. He's got might as well, and he's more expendable. I mean, he's not the hacker.
Well, Nicholas!
Yes, sir?
All right. If you want to just try and just brute force it up, give me a might roll there.
Pry bar. I hand him a pry bar.
Ah, plus one with the pry bar.
Okay, that's a two.
It's good enough. You bend it actually enough that it exposes the lock, and it's a very simple. It's just a padlock, so I'm not no roll. It's popped open, and there you go. You guys are in a dark room. It's a fairly large room, but it's kind of it's a utility and janitorial closet. Although it's a fairly large one.
We're in the dark. Quick, we're going to be eaten by a crew. Get some light on.
Yes. All right, let's...
I fire a magic missile.
All right, so what's on the other side of this door, X-ray guy?
Bert, what's on the other side of this door? A hallway.
Hallway that goes up to a set of stairs that would get it to the basement of the main building. You're in the sub-basement now.
All right,
let's... A hallway with stairs. Yes. Does it look like there's anything that will... activate a trap if we open this trapdoor.
Yes, they always will be trapped in the sub-basement.
Yes, I know I do.
Just being over-paranoid. It's very helpful.
I open the door, and I die.
Nope, open the door, and you're in a corridor that is lit by a red light that is right above the door at the top of the stairs. That is the only other thing in this hallway.
All right, let's to the stairway.
Yes.
Dun-da-da.
And X-ray guy, behind this door is you are in the basement of the facility where there are what you see is a just rack upon rack of storage. Looks like books. Looks like the little data cylinders from the computers. And there is, however, someone in the room
behind that door.
Yes, and there is somebody in the room.
Seems and there is someone rifling, in there.
Seems to be rifling through some of the different books.
Well, we can. Is it
with those glasses? If you look at them hard enough, I'm sure they'll get a headache too.
Well, he's going through the books.
If we open the door, we crack this guy on the head, and no, we could open the door, have you and me, Gavin, go through and say we're maintenance, computer maintenance. You go plug into the computers and see if you can get access and see if. Before this whole bloody thing kicks off, see if we can actually pinpoint Dare. And
as long as the guy with the gun is ready to shoot him unconscious if he does something weird.
Yeah, guy with the gun and the everybody else, like at a corner, and if he pops out, shoot him.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay, let's go.
Also, if we run into any ace in the hole, take no prisoners. All right.
You open the door. The guy kind of looks up startled as two men come out, one of them carrying a very large, bulky case. And you say...
Computer maintenance. didn't know anyone was in here.
All right. Give me a roll.
Four.
He looks very suspicious with his five. And notices that you aren't wearing the standard garb of someone that should be down here in computer control. And he goes for what looks like a radio on his hip and says, "Security!"
Could I have spent a chip before that happened? Or
that is the consequence of failing.
Okay. Well, yeah, could I have...
Yes,
boosted my
roll? I'm telling you the consequence of failing. You can boost your roll.
Okay, I will...
Or you can let yourself fail and have fun with guards.
No, I do not want to go with this. And I will spend a chip for cold blood from a hard heart.
My okay, that means, it only makes you even, so it means you would still fail. So well, are you no, gonna reroll?
I have a four, six. So that you would have make a four. It six.
Six. Ah, okay. Good point. All right. Well, he looks at you and says, "Huh."
Yep.
Yeah, I guess he just kind of shrugs and says, I guess you come in on your own time then, huh? No problem.
Yeah. You know, computer specialist, pretty rare in the city. It's a great career. I see if he wants to start chatting or if he's all business.
No, he chats and says, yeah, you know, if you're working on the old computer, my office is a little bit chilly. If you could raise it up a few degrees, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. What do you... Can I get, you know...
Yeah, he writes down his office number. He's like, here, I'm on 208. Hands it over to you, rips it off his pad. It looks like he was doing, he's doing some filing down here. He was bringing some books down, putting them on racks.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a office assistant. He's got a robe on, you know, the white, laboratory jacket, but under that, he's got, you know, suit and tie sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of an affable guy. He does have a radio on his hip.
Yep. Next time, think about radios. I entered one. All right.
But, you know, after a while, you know, the conversation just kind of peters off, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, you know, good luck on that. Remember, 208.
Yep.
I will, when he is going back to work, I will pop around and let them know to hide and not shoot him in the head as he,
if you just wait a few minutes, he finishes filing and he leaves. Yeah, actually, he holds the door open for you, so because, you know, there's no computers down here.
Yep. And Gavin gets to work.
Well, work on what? There's, what do you want to do? There's no computers here.
It's just data cores.
Just cores.
Oh, you can't plug in down here?
No. Just cores.
Well, there's no computer for me to plug into. I can read the cores, but that's just using my own portable computer.
Yep.
I don't have anything networky to log into, no.
Wait, you can't...
It's a room of storage. It's like you've got a room of storage. Some of the storage is on books, some of the storage is on tapes, but that's all there is. It's just a room of storage, nothing else.
Then why the hell did we come in here?
Because you had to go here. This is the next level from where you came down.
Oh, okay. So we have to go through here.
Yes, you have to go through. You're in the basement, Nick. Basement.
I pictured a separate stairwell that just continued all the way up. Okay.
Nope. So you have a guy holding the door open for it.
Not enough coffee, you know.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, what the hell did I just spend a chip to lie to this guy if you can't plug in? I want you to plug in to
it. So the guy is holding the door open, waiting for you guys to exit the room.
He exits.
Alright. And he walks on down the hall as you guys, you know.
When I hear the door close, I'm guessing the rest of us go up, set up.
Alright. You are on the first floor. Many offices on this floor. You know, you're kind of in a back corridor right now, so there's not anybody really watching you, but you could hear footsteps from many people around. And there seems to be a general hubbub going on. A lot of people are moving towards like one area, like to the left of the building, which would be the front of the place.
Yeah, the Occupy rally is.
Yes. Remember, the first floor is all glass windows in the front.
Yep.
Can
we hang back? Get the others to come on through.
Yeah. I try to just bring up casually to the guy while I was chatting to him and see, yeah, the boss man's on the fifth floor, right? Or top floor.
I would let you get away with that if you'd thought of it before, Nick, but no.
Damn, thought we could plug in. I did not buy magic.
All right. So you're in this kind of back corridor that no one seems to be paying attention to. There are a couple of offices off this corridor. No, just numbers on them.
Find an office that's not occupied. Guy with the magic glasses.
Sure. So, first one on your left, unoccupied.
Is there a computer there?
Yes, there is.
Magic.
I like how I don't have to speak anymore.
Well, you're just going to say what I tell you, so there you go.
Pop the lock and let us, you do your hacking thing.
You pop the lock.
It's not locked. It's an office. You walk in. Table, computer, lots of papers. Looks like someone was recently here, as there's a steaming cup of coffee on the desk. Looks like he goes heavy on the cream. Computer is even on and logged in.
Ooh. All right, let's see what we've got access to.
Yes, unfortunately, it looks like the computer is a personal computer. It has one line out, which looks like it goes into a core storage somewhere, but doesn't connect to anywhere else.
Try again.
You're breaking my heart.
If you want to repeat this on the door to the right, and this is where Gavin begins to suspect that no one's linked together. Everyone has a personal computer that dumps into a main core. So you can retrieve information from the core.
This is not a network.
Yeah, there's not really much of a network. They don't do networks yet.
We need to find, frankly, the security office is where we probably want to get to ultimately to find out where everything is. Because we want to get in touch with the camera.
If only we had thought of this while I was talking to the guy.
Now, while you are trying this out on the second room, you notice that everybody on this floor seems to be up against the windows and are kind of looking through the glass. And they're kind of commenting on the rally. There's friars out there.
Oh, good. We got a whole crap ton of people slaughtered.
No, no. Like, fires as in they've got, like, you know, torches lit and...
No,
yeah.
I was more hoping for the slaughtered. Oh, well.
What, you don't like the 33%?
No. No, I don't. They are going to be eliminated when I come into power. Wait, no.
Anyway, if we could move on with this farce.
Yes. Do we?
I have a question.
The security officer. Who's with them? Security office.
Because the only two people who went up with the guy was
Logos, we came back and grabbed y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, you're with us. You're with us. We need it. Okay. Well, we're using Magic Boy, so yeah, we have to have you with us.
Yeah. The other two of you, we could have just left. I mean, it's not like we're going to need the guy with the guns.
Yeah, the guy with the guns. Can someone explain to me how I'm not standing out like a sore thumb?
Anyways. Moving on. The security office. I reckon there should be a map or something over the basic layout or something. If you've got someone new coming to this place, they're going to need a basic map of where things are.
You just spent a chip to get the employee handbook out of a desk.
Fine. Here's my chips.
You should have a ton of chips, Gavin. You never spend them.
Yes, you have access to an employee handbook that does, in fact, tell you where most of the things are, except you notice nothing on the fifth floor is shown.
The fifth floor is very suspicious all of a sudden.
Can I try and zoom up to see the fifth floor, or is that too difficult?
Going through several floors. Where is security?
Security is on this floor.
I mean,
do we
want to
go to security first?
I do not want to assault the security station.
From the looks of it, we can just walk right in at the moment.
Oh, let's try it. Let's see if anyone's there. Right. And if it turns into a violence fight, it turns into
run to the fifth floor? Yeah, what could go wrong?
It sounds like the Harris plan.
Oh, we could say that there's a need for computer maintenance because of the system backout. Because of the camera outage. Score.
Well, how would we know about the camera outage?
Of course, they had to call it out. I mean, gosh, we're just quick.
Well, let's just move on and see what happens. And the worst case scenario happens. The worst case scenario happens.
Where are you heading?
Move on.
Where are you heading?
Security office, are we? Yes? No?
Yes.
Security office. Yes. Security office is actually not a room. It's an open air. It's an open area that's kind of like a hemisphere front of it where there's lots of people sitting behind chairs looking at monitors. It's almost like an information desk as well. And there are several people there smacking their monitors, wondering what's going on. There's a guard on the phone right now as you're coming up, saying, what do you mean it's going to be 20 minutes before you get any text down here? This is a real problem, guys. This is as you walk up.
don't walk up. Oh, never mind.
No. Yeah, we'll wait till he is off the phone. Because I don't want to say, "Hey, we're from the security place," and he goes, "Did y'all send someone?" No. What? Ridiculous.
All right, so yeah, he hangs up and turns around and sees you guys all standing there. And since no one tried to actually put themselves in any kind of disguise that I'm aware of or wearing lab coats like everyone else in the building is wearing, he starts to go for his gun and says, who are you guys?
Security, we are computer maintenance. We were down at the... we were down at maintenance fixing a problem and actually managed to get it solved a little bit quick. And we heard the conversation and came on over.
All right. Go ahead. Give me a deceit roll.
Oh, wow. These guys
there's
are
four
bright.
Guys sitting down there. And, you know, they all of them are kind of looking a little edgy at you.
That's a six.
Okay. There you've got a five. He's like, oh, he looks you up and down and says, I guess they called you guys in from home. Didn't have a chance to get your robes, huh? No problem.
Nope. Well,
come over here, man. Look at this. All of our monitors are down. He smacks one of the monitors up on the side again.
Gavin.
Yes.
All right. We shove Gavin forward.
Do you allow me to have a look?
Yeah, please. He smacks the monitor again.
Oh. I detect the interference of a robot.
Do we? All
right, hold on.
I do.
All right, Skype, we hate you.
Yes.
All right, so he pushes you in front of one of his terminals. The other, the three guards kind of get up to give you some room, and they're like, "Hey, Jerry, who apparently Jerry is the first guard to talk to you. We're gonna check out this rally thing, all right?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah." He waves him away, and Jerry is determined to stand behind you and look over your shoulder, and says, "Maybe if you smack it again."
I involve Jerry in a side conversation if he is willing.
Yeah, he does. He just looks like he's, yeah, he's trying to, you know, play the officious guy, so he's staying at his post, but. Yeah, what do you want to talk to him about?
I want to common chit-chat and then merge into,
It seems like you're trying to be pally-pally with him, so.
Yep.
Go ahead, give me a roll.
All right, I have Man for All Seasons, used to seek for rapport, because yes. I have no rapport. And that's a five.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
God, they're rolling well.
Since he doesn't really suspect anything from you, I'm not going to do this as a full contest. He did roll pretty well, but he still didn't quite beat you on that. You're able to draw him into conversation. You know, he's like, yeah, we were told to, you know, just kind of watch the protesters out there, but not do anything. We're supposed to just let them vent. I'm a little concerned about the fires they've started out there, but so far it's under control. You know, we're going to have to hose down the park in the morning. You know that, right?
Yeah, and then you have to clean up all the crap that they leave, and it's got to be awful to have your job.
Yeah, it's horrible. I got another 2 hours on the shift. They got some reports of something going on down at the airport, though. I might have to stick around to find out what's going on with that.
Oh, man, that'd be bad. I mean, that's how we connect to the motherland.
Yeah, something about some explosions and stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Given the big man's here, aren't y'all a little worried? He's on the fifth floor, right?
He sits down at a terminal and brings up a window and says, he checked in a few hours ago. He should still be around. Doesn't look like he checked out.
I tried to peer and see if it's on the fifth floor or if
said on the fifth floor,
yeah,
he rolled with it. He said, here.
Yeah. All right. Well, and then I'll let Gavin do his.
Well, I'm interested to know what you think it is I'm going to be able to do, given that we caused it to come down and we can't just bring it up by tapping a few buttons.
Well, I don't know what you can do. I mean,
I don't know what I'm capable of being. I know what
you confirm your suspicion that yes, all the cameras just went into the central area where they're all tied into these monitors, and there's no, you know, you can reset everything is essentially what you'll have to do. It's probably burned out a few of the, you know, the vacuum tubes, replaced those. You could get it up and working again if you want to.
The thing is, what I'd like to do is get it up and working on a loop, so it's whatever's happening just showing as a loop, so then it doesn't look like anything.
I'll tell you what, since Nick is distracting him, you can get it back up working, you can record one camera, and then just have it replay. That sounds like it's something to do. Give me a roll. Let's see if you can get that going.
Think. Yeah. Neutral. And can I throw an understanding code at a glance?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, then it gives me a six.
Six, not a problem at all. You get everything rebooted. You get a few, you know, minutes of footage recorded and just kind of start playing it back on a loop. And Jerry looks over and says, you got it back. Yeah, smacking it helped, right?
Yeah, sure. I'd advise being careful of the radios, though. It looked like there was an unusual sunspot activity interfering with the radio frequencies. May have caused the cameras to short out. So just keep a low. Just don't try to avoid using the radios for a while. It may bring the whole system down again.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, be careful when you leave there, guys. They got these protesters out there. So, you know.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we got some more work we got to do in the building, but it's on a...
Oh, hey. He throws you a little punch card. Says, hey, robe up before you go around. Yeah, you know, people are going to be a little edgy.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah. Let's go do that. you have the employee handbook. Where do we need to go?
Well, I had a quick look through it before, and it was over there. Ah, let's go.
Yeah. Well, you got the employee handbook, so you know where to go. The employee's got a room set up with a, you know, a bathroom, and get all your jackets and everything else there. So you know where to go. The card does pop it open. And all right. So everybody is dressed up as.
Now that where the card slots into, is that like an electronic card reader or?
No, not really. It just reads the bumps on the cards. It's just like a key. It only works for this one door.
Well, that's the thing I was wondering. Is it that it works by checking against some pattern in the computer, or does it just work by saying, or is this like a normal key and then just has to push the...
Yep, just like a normal key. It's got a whole bunch of like little spring levered arms, and when the, you know, when it lines up with all the little holes in the card, it opens. Just like a key.
Oh, too late now to need something else. Never mind, let's continue.
Yep.
So everybody has their robes on, and
we know the stairway to go up to the. Do we know the stairway to go up to the fifth floor?
Yes, you do. Yep. There's also an elevator.
Thinking about a bit, if I tripped the fire alarms, given this by hooked onto the climate control, would I know if it'll open up all the doors?
You don't know, actually. Well, you can. I mean, you didn't think of it at the time, but if you want to sit down and plug in your computer and find out.
We may have a way to open up the doors, but we can't get through. If you give me a moment.
I mean, you don't share the plan, so. Mm-hmm. Yep. I sit down.
Yep. Sure. In case of fire, yes, all the main doors are overridden. There are a few rooms that actually go into lockdown, however. And those are the ones that were oddly temperature controlled.
Any on the fifth?
No.
Okay, so if need be, we can trigger a fire alarm, which I can do fairly easily, and it will open up all the doors for us.
Except for the ones that are temperature.
Except for these ones over here, which hopefully don't have a original deer in them. But we're not after original deer.
Well, I mean, if we can find original deer, that'd be awesome.
Let's contain double deer first before we worry about original deer.
Yeah. Well, it's just a side thing.
That's an option if we're having trouble.
Yeah, let's...
To the fifth. We take the fifth.
Elevator or stairs?
Stairs. I do not trust elevators.
Yeah, the last one led us up into a trap.
All right. No problem up to the fourth floor, above the fourth floor, on the fifth floor landing, you do see two guards stationed outside of the landing to the fifth floor. They do note that you're coming up, but until you start going up the landing to the next floor, they don't really take much attention to you.
I look at the others.
Let's go
into the fourth for now.
I mean, we could start the violence fight now, but if we could bluff our way past them somehow.
Well, let's go onto the fourth floor before we start talking in front of them.
Yes. Yeah,
is there like a place where there aren't many people, where there isn't anyone who would see me, where I could just sort of try and see maybe how many is the, if the floor above is swarming with guards, or if there's just a couple, or a vague idea for how many there are.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to get off this landing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Floor. I mean, if there's a bathroom or something, I could probably hide in there.
Yep.
We're on the fourth floor.
All right. Could we go to a bathroom?
Yeah, no problem.
I don't think we all go into the same restroom. I'm hoping we don't.
This fourth floor is also a bunch of offices. It's not quite cubicles. People have their own, have their own private offices. And the people on this floor are there seem to be, once again, sucking on coffee and looking out the windows.
Okay, an occupied office. We go to that.
Okay, coffee bad.
So, like, how many people are on the floor above, magic guy?
How many people are on the floor above?
So the floor above, unlike what you've seen so far, is basically one large open space. There seems to be one office, and there are 8 people. The 2 in the stairwells. There looks like there are 4 around the elevator, and then some others just kind of walking around in the hall. In the office that's above, there appears to be one person seated at a desk, and there are 4 people otherwise in the room. This is also where you notice a structural anomaly.
Is it a cryo tube?
It is a tube that seems to go from that office straight down.
Is it not another one?
I have a question. Is it right next to the desk?
Yes, it is. Could we access it somehow? Like, there's a wall that it's behind, and we could just...
There is a concrete wall that it's behind.
It is concrete. This would pose a problem.
If only we had some unstable dynamite.
Can I see where it leads?
Yeah, it goes down below sewer level.
So as soon as the violence starts, that's where we need to get through here.
If we could just block off the tunnel at the bottom, then he'd just be stuck there.
Yeah, but we have no way to get down to where it leads.
Yeah, the shaft is a concrete tube that runs from that room straight down. There's no other access to it other than through other concrete walls. So...
Surely I don't think concrete walls are we talking here. If I wanted to go... How could I... If I had a gadget here that was a concrete...
Unless you have explosives, it's not happening. Let's put it that way.
The one thing that comes to mind is it would have to be independently powered if there's really that paranoid. So if you could short it out before you had a chance to use it, then you're going nowhere.
How are we going to...
Or the suction tube doesn't work and he just falls through due to gravity. Either way.
I would rather not kill him.
If he steps in, it depends on how the tube works. If he steps in and it doesn't work, then...
How are we... like,
there could be only had
someone with a gun who might be able to take out the electronics of it.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, as soon as we start a violence fight here...
Yeah, that's the problem.
What about a barrel of pickle juice?
I'm sorry.
Can anyone see where the electronics of the area around the tube is? I don't know if that's possible. It may not be. I have no idea.
Just how it's designed, you're going to assume that the controls are all in the room.
Yeah.
Because it really is sealed off from the rest of the building. It's just a pipe that goes from that room straight down. Doesn't interact with any other floor or room.
Yeah. And that's quite far down, isn't it? You're going to get it for lots.
It's salt water.
Eh?
A barrel of pickle juice. We could blame it on whoever's protesting.
Well, we would have to get access to the tube, and we're on the fourth story right now, and it's on the fifth story. It's an escape tunnel for Dare, or
that goes elevator beneath the sewers, so it goes even further. It goes to probably somewhere else. It doesn't even connect to the sewer.
Yeah, it's 100 feet.
It stinks like a bad garlic pickle once we caught him.
Yeah, but it goes 100 feet down. I mean, what I'm almost tempted to do is to call him up and say, "Hey, how's it going, Bubba?" And, you know,
you're like, seeing an internal line?
Yeah, and just basically say, "Hey, I'm here in the building. I need to speak with you about arrangements for Tesla's body. Do you mind if I come up?"
He's not going to be suspicious at all.
No, I know. That's what I want to do. I didn't say it's the smart thing to do.
This is worse than... this is worse than Herod.
Yeah, well... Yeah, the elevator. The elevator leads directly up, and does it have a guards right next to it?
Four.
Four guards?
There's four in the room, yeah.
Well, there are eight people.
There's one person behind the desk, and there are four other people in the room. You don't know if they're guards or not. The x-ray can't tell you that.
Okay, one person behind the desk, then there are four people in the room.
Question, does the elevator have a direct line of sight to the desk and where the tube might be?
It seems to come up right behind the desk.
We could use the elevator, and I could just aim at that, although it would be a tough shot. Are we
talking about the elevator or the tube? I just want to make sure that we're clear
about the tube and the elevator.
No, okay. The way it looks is basically it's where his chair is like it goes right down below. So, like, the whole chair would just drop down into it, all right? So there's nothing visible in the actual room itself.
And this looks like it's just a plane drop. It doesn't look like a platform that lowers. It looks like just a...
No, it looks like an elevator shaft, so I mean, the platform is probably...
He's going to push a button, and his chair is going to go down, and we just know that there's going to be an iris or something that seals it, so we can't jump down on top of him. But I was asking, does the elevator, the actual elevator, have a direct line of sight to the man sitting behind the desk?
I don't know what you're asking. You don't. Okay, there's nothing in the room. It's a hole. Hole below the floor.
No, the elevator.
No, it does not go directly into his office. There, it's outside on the rest of the hall.
That's what I asked.
Yeah.
So we pop open the elevator, and then we do a violence fight, and we try to get to him. I mean,
don't know if we can. Well, we don't have to go by that. We can go other ways as well. We can go up the stairs. It won't be too hard to trip the guards, I think. We just need to take them some coffee with sedative in it, for example, whatever we can arrange. Some sort of incapacitating fluid.
So, while you're discussing, the door opens, and a guy in a lab coat is coming back for his cup of coffee that's cooling on the desk. Looks at you all strangely as you're standing in his office.
You know you have the best windows to see that out there.
No.
He doesn't.
That's why he's not in
doesn't
here.
He? My little window, sorry.
He's like, "Who are you guys?" Now, you all do have the lab coats on.
Yeah, so. We're computer maintenance. We were,
They said there was a file on your computer that was causing corruption. They wanted us to come and check it.
Yep.
Oh, let me get rid of that for you. he sits down at his desk and goes to a private file. It's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. You know, it was just something I was working on. A little nothing there. We can just pretend this wasn't happening, right? Right?
Yeah, sure.
It's gone. I promise I won't.
Excellent. We're gonna hang around here for a moment and.
No, there's no need to hang around. They're gone. Look, you can see.
Right, the files are gone, but the problem is, you know, we were given an hour to deal with this. And
time cards. I get it. Yeah. I just need my coffee cup. He pulls his coffee off the desk.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. So we take a couple of cups of coffee with some incapacitating fluid, or I actually have something that would incapacitate them, or actually get them on our side.
We're not using the hypnosis fluid. It's too
no.
Yeah, it's pretty rare, but I mean, if it gets us to dare, it's totally worth it.
True. You can get the guards to get us in there, and then get the guard to shoot dare. To be honest,
yeah.
No chance you could manage to somehow get dare a cup of.
Well,
that.
The problem is because everything. I was really hoping things were networked, but... nothing's networked. Is Dare's core on that floor? Or...
No, you don't know where the main core is physically. I mean, you know there is a main core somewhere, but you don't physically know where it is.
Okay, but are there is it wireless or wired?
No, it's all wired.
Okay, can he possibly try to follow the wires and...
No, I'm not going to say no since you do have the X-ray thing, but it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah,
well, if the wires go into the walls, there must be sort of cavities. I should be able to follow those. Maybe not the wires, but I should be able to follow the cavities. Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. The cavities aren't important. The wires are the important part. The cavities go all throughout the building.
Yeah, if you want to look while they're talking there, Joshua, just go ahead and give me an investigation roll while they're talking, and I'll tell you whether or not you can figure that out.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit. You want a what?
Investigation.
Okay. Oh, charming. That means... And I realize I have no investigation.
Oh, well, yeah. No,
your eyes cross as you try to trace the individual wires into the thousands upon thousands of wires that run through this building.
Mr. Investigator, I push my goals at him.
I don't think this is important enough. All right, let's...
It's got to be... We are overthinking this. We need to get a move on.
Okay, well, let's take the elevator up and just... I mean, we take the elevator up and start the violence fight because they're going to be... They're going to draw their guns, point them at us, and we're going to say what?
We're in lab coats, though, so...
Well, I mean, I'm figuring...
One thing I might be able to do is crash the core, and then we can go up and say we're here, you're to attend to your computer first.
Yeah, sure.
That's the best cover you're going to get right the second. I might be able to do that.
But. Yes, although he'll probably immediately recognize us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as we walk through the door, it's violence, and he sees me.
Well,
I mean,
is there anyone here who Dare has not seen?
Raises his hand.
Yeah.
Miss Rackham.
Yep, y'all he three seen Rackham he either. Hasn't seen. Everybody
actually, he should be familiar with the magician. He's wanted for being head of the...
He'll know me from my photograph.
So, you're going to go up the elevator then?
Yep. He's going to destroy the...
That's actually simple. You just overload it and it goes down. It's like a limp noodle. It goes down. It is not that difficult, actually. You exit the room, and
got a scapegoat. That guy had files.
Everybody up the front is really kind of entranced in what's going on, and you hear some people murmuring that they're throwing rocks now.
I really don't want to know. Move now.
Yeah. Up the elevator.
You're up the elevator, and you're a very short jaunt to the next floor. Door opens, and there's two security guards that are facing the elevators as you get off. And one of them covers the other as the one says, Well, clipboard. Ask for a clipboard.
Mm-hmm. As for my clipboard?
Yeah. Clipboard? Orders? Why are you on this floor?
Oh, the computer's network went down.
The core went down.
And we were told to come up here, and we didn't really have a lot of time. You know how it is. You don't really have a lot of time to not jump when he says jump.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. It's been a interesting day. I just need to call this in, and he goes for his radio.
And, he knows about the computer. No, okay, fine.
Turns on the radio, and it's just like, we've got some guys out here. It's them. They it's pretty quick turnaround. Yes, sir, they're here. And guard says, they're waiting for you. And he walks over to the door to the office, opens it up, says, go right on in.
Go.
They walk in, and there are four other people in the room. They're, dressed in, got the different colored lab coats on, and they seem to be, have been working on some project. And guy behind the desk comes around and shakes your hand, says, oh, God, you guys are great. You came here so fast. Dare's not here. It's really important that we get this project done.
Okay, go behind the desk.
Takes you behind the desk. He takes you behind the desk, and his computer's up. It's like, it just crashed on me a few minutes ago. We've got to get this project done. The boss needed this today. And just something going on at the airport. These guys out front, they're throwing rocks at the windows now. What are they thinking?
I whisper in his ear. Let's take the elevator down.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. Is the security guard out? Does he go away?
He didn't enter the room.
Okay.
He just opened the door for you and closed it.
Gavin?
Hi. There's only so many of us you can fit on a chair.
Well, yeah, you have to be the guy, and then we're just going to pile up.
We're next to the chair ready to jump on top.
Do you want to ask him where the boss is?
Yes, okay. Well, hey,
we might need some override codes here from the boss. Do you know where we can get in touch with him?
Oh, after the calls came in for the airport, he stepped out.
Did he say where he was going?
No, he was really quick. I left the room and he kind of glances at the chair.
Yeah.
He was gone pretty quick.
Okay, sounds great.
And you can get this working, right? I mean, project's got to be there. We've got to get these TPS ports filed. And
he's a specialist.
I get the feeling he uses this chair as his dynamic exit a lot.
Yep, let's go.
I reckon you put the chair in so you guys, can do this exit. So
how long is this going to take, guys?
Oh, well, actually, it's going to take at least 30 minutes. Y'all might want to...
do you mind? We'd really like to see what's going on. They're going to start gassing them soon.
Yeah, they're starting to throw rocks.
Yeah, he says, I think they're going to start gassing them soon. I want to see this.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. Just before we... Okay, once he's dashed off, just before we activate the chair, I wonder if we want to throw in a little bit of extra panic of actually sitting off the fire alarm, just get people to leave the building and mix it up a bit.
No.
I don't want them to start taking retaliatory measures.
No, let's. I don't want a crowd of people leaving the building into the crowd that is throwing rocks outside. That is violence. So,
all right. Let's see how badly we can get this working.
Yep.
They all pile on top of the chair.
Everybody piles on top of the chair.
Apparently.
Yeah. You can realistically take two down at a time, but it's a very quick. I mean, it drops. I mean,
it's going to be me, Nicholas first. Oh, God. We got the nonviolent crew for this game.
Yes.
Pretty much. And I need to be here to operate the chair, so...
Yeah, so,
actually, no, the buttons are on the chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, buttons are on the chair, so,
me and Nicholas, we go down. If we don't come back up, y'all leave. I mean, we're...
Is there some way we can slow the chair down? Just so that if we are...
It looks like there's only the one button on the chair.
Stop taking so long. Let's go. He's running. Let's push the button.
Push the button. Down we go.
Yep. It's like a drop. I mean, it's a fast drop. And it starts to, it decelerates like very close to the bottom. So you do have the stomach in your mouth feeling as it drops to the bottom.
How does this guy do this regularly?
As soon as you hop off the platform, the chair begins to rocket back up to the top. And, where you guys are in a very well lit, kind of a concrete tunnel. That's well lit, goes off into the distance, and there's something that looks like, it looks kind of like a golf cart. Yeah, a modern golf cart here.
Okay.
There were two of them. There's only one here now.
Yeah. I call back to Ethan. We need Ethan. Actually, why don't everybody come down here? That way we're just
together.
He's not.
Yeah.
You can hear the screams coming down the corridor as the next group rides down the chair.
Yeah.
No segues.
Yes. Not, all right. Golf
cart. No segues.
Drive. Guy who has...
I'm driving.
Wait for us.
Yes. Broadcast power, but although it looks like it has its own battery backup as well. So, yeah, you zoom down the tunnel. This looks like it parallels some of the sewer tunnels, but is a direct line to somewhere.
Are we going in the direction of Deer's Mansion? Just looks as like a rough it. Guess, you know.
Yep, looks like it.
Yep.
Ah.
Damn. That's irritating.
Hello, we didn't know. We couldn't know. Let's move on.
Well, we suspected, but...
Right. Let's hope we can avoid the gorillas or that they're in a very odd mood.
Yeah.
I'll be scanning both forward and to the sides to see if there's no tunnels right.
There's tunnels all over the place, actually. It looks like this tunnel is going just below the level of the sewers. It starts to rise, so now it's above
We've got a minute or two. Do you want to check in with Bob Starling to see if these guys are doing all right?
Yeah, check in with Bob.
It cuts on for just the barest of seconds where you can hear, the sounds of heavy automatic gunfire in the background. And Bob says, busy now! Click.
Shit. I did not want to... This is disappointing.
Disappointing.
And the tunnel begins to rise, and you're now going above the level of the sewers, but you're not quite above ground yet.
Okay, but I'm all messed up. We're getting close to Deer's Mansion and coming up in...
Close, but not exactly.
Yeah.
And then the tunnel breaks out into sunlight right after there's kind of like an automatic door that opens in front of you, and you're on City Street. You're not exactly near Deer's Mansion, but you're kind of downtown district that Deer's Mansion is in. This is basically a quick exit onto the main city streets.
Huh. Dare's Mansion we go.
You're going to head towards Dare's or elsewhere?
We don't really know if anywhere else to think of to go. We don't know where the hell he is otherwise.
Yep.
We've only got the one lead, and that's not a great lead, but unless we can spot tracks or something from when this guy took off half an hour ago.
Yep.
Can we spot tracks from where he took off half an hour ago?
Not really. No.
We don't have a lot of choice. Yep.
So we go
to the most obvious place. If there were to be a trap, it would be the most obvious place to put a trap.
Start monitoring radio
frequencies.
Yeah, see if you can pick up something.
My computer does a frequency scanner, so hang on.
Yeah.
See what I can find.
You're picking up lots of news broadcasts. About it's an attack on the airport, that the peaceful demonstration is starting to get out of hand, that they have started gassing them now to try and break it up.
They're not going to be able to block them in.
And apparently across in several parts of towns, riots have broken out where they're actually breaking through shop windows, taking food, taking items. And you're getting some of the police bands where the police are all over the place. They're very stretched out, and they've called out the Jaegers. So the big armored police are trying to put down some of the recently started mobs that have been forming. So yeah, there's lots of traffic going on.
All right, but nothing that is leading us to Dare. So we head off. We are heading to Dare's home.
Okay.
The question, do we want to go in via the sewers, or do we want to go in just through the gate?
Let's go in via the... Let's go back. Let's go to a sewer entrance, go down. You shut down that microphones, and we just kill anything that stands in our way.
How close do you want to get to Dares before you try and hit a sewer? Like, do you want to be able to see Dares before you find a sewer, or do you want to be a way away?
I knew how far the microphones out were, right?
Yep. Yes, you do. And okay, that was within sight, so...
Yeah, we pop up in a lid.
Are there any odd buttons on the golf cart that might suggest that it would open the gate to Dare's mansion?
Yes, like there are several buttons on the golf cart.
Let's just use that, sod this.
Okay, well there's going to be guards at the guard place.
Who cares? I know how to dodge.
All right.
Ooh. He's driving, I'm sure. What can go wrong?
I'd much rather go through the sewers, but...
Quickly, we have no time.
Well, so you go towards the front of Dare's home. You see that there is a golf cart that's parked on the lawn and turned over, and the gates are wide open. There are no guards present.
Go, go, go!
Bye. Oh, God. Wow.
Did he?
Yeah, we are so far behind this somewhere.
Yeah, we go.
Are there any airplanes in sight?
Well, yeah, lots. No, not airplanes. There are a lot of blimps in sight because the Jaegers do the, you know, they jump
okay,
off the blimps.
Just checking, because I didn't know if he, like, took that. That limits it to either ground car or...
Well, there is no car in the garage.
I don't think
you want to go into the house? Do you want to go into the house anywhere? Yeah.
I mean,
we have no idea where he is. We don't know what car he's driving. We got nothing. We need to investigate.
All right. Front door is broken open from the outside in.
The hell's going on?
From the outside, it goes...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's broken in. So the monkeys got pissed. God, we fucked.
Move.
Yeah.
Move.
We heard you go into the front... The Yeah.
Revert. They don't get mad at. They revert, damn your eyes.
And as you go in, you see your first corpse of one of the guards. Looks like he's had his head literally ripped off. And because first thing you notice is the head, the rest of the body is to follow as you step to the door. And you're hearing the sounds of high-pitched screeching. And as you walk in, there's the guards are attempting to shoot down monkeys that are... You know, using the chandeliers and are bounding around the rooms. They have, they still have the armor on. Some of them are trying to rip it off. And some of them are just, looks like they've gone mad and are just, trying to just tear into the guards. There's one incredibly large gorilla that's standing at the top of the stairwell. He's got two submachine guns, one in each hand, and he's just kind of just firing it into the walls, into the ceilings. He's got this smoking cigar coming out of his mouth, and on his chest plate, there's a symbol. It's kind of hard to make out from where he's standing, but he just literally looks like he's going mad and just firing everywhere. You also notice the top of his head is kind of shaved bare, and there's a translucent dome where his brain's exposed.
No, it's not quite a god. Oh, which one? Where's that guy from there?
So yes, you come upon this scene as it's just, it looks like the guards are trying to get out, and not so much that they're trying to do much of anything else. Okay,
so Dare's car is gone.
Whatever car was in there is gone. You don't know exactly how many have been in there since. Like, you know, Dare's limo is gone, but he may have had other ones since the change.
Yep. They might be connected. Okay. I grab. Is there a guard that I can grab? That
not until you enter more fully in to the house.
Yes. So I won't.
And the guards are all engaged right now. So if you want to grab a guard, you too will be engaged in whatever's going on.
Yeah, I want to basically snatch a guard and take him off to the side and question the crap out of him.
All right, to do that, you're going to enter. You have to enter into combat as the guards are all being attacked right now.
Yeah,
to pull one aside means you are being attacked as well.
Right. I will want to run, have everyone here stay back and find a guard, smack him upside his head until he is no longer willing to fight me. And
No, I don't think you understand. Mm-hmm. To go and get a guard, you are going to be attacked by a monkey that's trying to kill that guard.
Engaged. I will put down that monkey.
All right.
I will go through the monkey.
All right.
Gunboy, shoot their heads with the electronics arm.
Yeah.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know what it's going to do, but it's going to do something interesting.
You guys go ahead and give me alertness roll, then we'll have enter into the
frame. Charge the ape's brain and make it 18.
This is going to be bad for me.
Yeah, I have danger sense plus 2.
Yeah, danger sense won't help when you already know the danger is here, Nick.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was plus 2 to Ethel.
It is. He's screwing with you.
No, I mean, danger sense is literally if you suspect that, you know, you don't obviously see it, but it could be dangerous. It helps. If the situation you already know is FUBAR, danger sense doesn't do a thing for you.
You want initiative bonus. That's what you want. You don't have that.
Yeah, that's basically what, as I read it, but we'll...
Yeah, it is. It is.
We'll talk afterwards. All right, so then without the danger sense bonus, I have a 4.
Okay. Who's next?
I have a 2.
You have a 2. Okay, and another 4. Sharon, what do you have? Are you there with us, Sharon? Is she actually attached?
Yeah, she's still... It still reads her as on.
How about Joshua? What do you got?
Okay. I'm not fighting.
For you still need sense, to plus you 2 to any alertness roll that could involve danger to the character. This involves danger to the character.
No, I'm going to have to read it because that is not what danger sense is. That is danger sense is literally you suspect that something's about to happen, but blatantly in front of you.
No, we can talk about it afterwards.
But it's not initiative.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. What did Joshua get?
Includes initiative.
Well, hush. That's not how it works.
Talk about it afterwards.
Okay. Talked about it afterwards.
Yep. All right. What did Joshua get?
2.
2. Bishop also got 2?
No, Bishop didn't get 2.
Not Bishop, sorry.
Here, Nicholas got 2.
Nicholas got 2. So we got 2 2s, and everyone else got 4s. Haven't heard from Sharon.
Yep.
All right. She might have stepped away or cannot answer. Either way, the gorillas also got 4.
And what did the guards got?
And the guards are on full defense right now, but they get 3.
What are the guards firing with? Machine guns or electric guns?
Electric guns.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what you said. Oh, let's see what happens.
Okay, so starting at the bottom with the 2s, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to shoot a gorilla in the head.
Okay. And Joshua, you said you're not going to enter the combat, but what do you want to do?
Scanning the area for any escape tunnels. Or other such secrets.
Sounds good. Guards are on full defense. They're actually trying to leave the house, which you are now in the doorway. They will notice that you're there, but they are on full defense. Gorillas are trying to kill the guards. You guys have yet to enter the room, so they're not keyed in on you yet. What are you doing, Nick?
I'm clubbing as many gorillas down like baby seals as I can.
Clubbing gorillas like baby seals. And what is Gavin doing?
I'm going to try a cold headshot on the same gorilla that Nicholas is attacking.
Okay.
I won't do as well, but I'm going to try.
All the 4s go first, and since you guys have yet to... you will be entering the room at the same time, so the gorillas aren't going to be attacking you. They are going to be catching the guards, though. So I'm going to go ahead and roll for them, and you can go ahead and roll to see if you hit the gorillas, which are not defending back, but they do have armor on.
Right.
Oh, I hit nothing. I shoot myself in the foot.
6, 8, 9. That is a 9 to hit. And if I do hit, it's a 11.
Okay. Yes, you 11. Take 4 off. 7.
Yep.
And since they're not doing anything, you drop one directly and you injure another. unfortunately, two of the 4 guards go down.
Damn it. How many gorillas are up?
After you dropped those two, there are still, including the one that's shooting his submachine gun off. Actually, I should go ahead and roll for him. He is not engaged with anyone yet, but he is going mad for a set number of turns. Good. He has a low. Okay. That makes sense. Including that one, there are 5 still standing.
Oh.
And only 2 guards left.
So there are 4 engaged in combat.
Yeah. And one going mad at the top of the stairs.
Okay, that's them and the guard, so that would be my shot.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and spend another chip on one of my aspects to take 2 gorillas down rather than just 1.
So what are you going to do? Add it to your damage as plus 2?
Yep.
That's still not going to be enough to take out that second one.
Then I'll add 2 in.
I laugh as my gun fires ineffectively.
What was your total?
1.
1, yeah. Yeah, that would be a miss.
Well, a 1 is a...
I'm using whatever gun I was
getting. You're using a gun, right? Which with a 1 is not going to be able to get through the armor, so it's not going to do anything.
It's, well, it's a 1 to hit plus
whatever. The gun, which is not going to be enough to go through their armor.
Yeah. It's only like 2 for the gun.
Yeah, and their armor is 4.
All right.
So,
it's a total of 15 for me.
Yeah, minus 4 is 11. So you took out 1 and injured another.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And since Ethan is kind of looking around to see on this floor, looking to see if there are any hidden entrances and such, give me an investigation roll.
Again,
which I don't have.
Come on, 4.
Well, spin chips.
Ooh. All right, that's a 2. And what can I add?
Now, 2 is, I'll tell you before you have to decide to do anything. 2 is enough to see that there's, you see the basement area, and you know, you see the sewer attachment that you knew about before. You don't see any other... like anything hidden, but what you do find is in the attic, up past the gorilla that's going mad, there are 3 figures. 2 of them are inside of the attic room. One of them is on the outside, pounding at the door.
Oh, yeah.
There are 3 people up in the attic. 2 are in a room, 1 is outside, pounding on said door.
Alright. Gotta get to the monkeys, so...
Okay, I know what to do.
Well, the question is, can we get round the monkeys is a better question, to be honest.
I have a better idea.
I want to see.
Anyway, next round.
Monkeys on the floor continue. Well, 2 of them continue to try and eat the 2 guards that are left. The others run towards you now that have entered into the room, so they're going to try and chew you guys down.
Good thing I'm far enough away. I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's still the first floor of a house, so they can still reach you. The one at the top is going to try and recover from his madness. And what is though that's going to leave? Actually, I skipped.
Bishop.
I'm going to aim for the head of the one that's trying to. I'm going to aim for the monkey that has
large monkey.
Exposed.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay, and Joshua, what are you doing this round?
I am going to see if I can try and make out who the figures are, if that's at all possible.
No.
I'm
going to say that not for a single improvement can you do everything with X-ray. You can tell that they're human beings, but that's it.
Anyone got any suggestions what I should do, or should I sit here like a lemon?
Look, scan around for another way up.
Yeah.
Any other ways up?
Any other ways up? Okay. So, you're still looking around. What is Marlow doing?
Is the one headed towards me the one, or the one on me, the one I heavily injured?
Sure.
Why not? Yeah, I'll clump him down like a baby seal, and if I have any spillage, I'll hit the other two that are attacking the guards.
Yeah. Sounds good. And what is Gavin doing?
Trying to think of a way. I want to give a bonus to Nicholas. We're just trying to think of how this way to do it at this moment. He's going mad, trying to recover.
Well,
I'll just try shooting near him to startle him so he doesn't. So basically, try and give him a distraction so that Marcus can get a better shot on him.
Okay, so you're going to try and shoot to distract him. Okay.
Yeah. Which is going to be easier than trying to shoot the hit, because I probably won't.
Yeah. That's fine. So all the fours go at the same time, so monkeys are attacking you and the guards as you attack the monkeys. So I'm going to roll for the monkeys and the guards for first to see what goes on with these guys.
Damn it.
Monkeys are still...
Guards, I'm guessing, are still going full defense.
Yes, they are. One monkey takes down another guard. One guard butt strokes a monkey ineffectively, but gives it paws. And how do you guys do? Okay, I haven't rolled. Oh, shoot. Did you see what your roll was?
Yep.
Okay, good. I'm going to roll for the monkey that's on you and versus whatever you just rolled. Okay, so they got a 4. Oh. What is yours?
7.
Okay. So you're going to do...
I'm sorry, 3. 6. It's 6.
So you're going to do 2 plus damage to your weapon, which is...
2.
2. 4, which is not enough to breach their armor.
I'll spin. Oh, this one was heavily injured, right?
Yeah, this one was already injured.
All right, yeah, I'll spin a chip on X-Major.
X-Major?
Take him.
All right, yep, that's enough to take him down, but nothing spills over.
Yep.
So you drop the one that you've already injured in front of you.
Yep.
And Gavin, how was your shot to distract the monkey at the top?
Woohoo, behold the mighty one.
That gives me a +1, hopefully.
Well, you've got to do... Well, hold on. He's going to see if he's... He's already distracted because he's trying to do something to gain control of himself. So, actually, yes, a 1 is going to... it's going to take his attention his way. So, yeah, I'll give you a +1 for that. Not the +2, unfortunately, but a +1.
Given the way I'm rolling, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm...
Away from the dice roll.
Time for my shot.
Oh, and hold on. I've got another monkey attacking Gavin now.
Oh, okay. Oopsie.
Yeah.
I'll probably need to re-roll that.
Oh, anyway. Gavin, you're lucky. You lucked out. Unfortunately, you didn't say you're trying to defend yourself against the monkeys rushing at you. So they're still going to hit you with a 2.
Ow. That's going to be a lot of damage, isn't it?
It probably is. Yeah, well, I go ahead. It's going to be 5 total, as they're just going to try to rip you apart with a 3 might.
Yeah, I thought... Yeah, we need to have a discussion about how might and...
Well, it's not might. I mean, it's their fighting is what I'm... they have a fighting of 3. So so it's going to be a 5 total if you take it. But they only hit you by 2.
So given that I never said defense, I do what, -2 on my roll, or...?
Well, that's a good question.
So what's the passive? Are we doing the passive stuff yet, or what?
No, I decided not to do that. It's just too much extra. So let's see. What could you physically do to stop this from happening? You've already had your action.
Athletics.
Yeah, I'll give you a default athletics roll, seeing them as coming. What's your athletics?
1.
1? Go ahead and give me a roll. Let's just see how this works out.
See, the way I'm rolling is crap.
No, what's up? Yeah, unfortunately.
I step up to the monkey and present myself with arms open wide from the head. Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to end up being a 5 to hit you. I assume you don't have 5 boxes, however. And you're not wearing armor, so that sounds like it's going to be a consequence.
Yep. Take a mild consequence. And.
Well, how much would a mild do? I've only got 3 boxes.
Mile would take 2 off, you fill up your 3rd box.
Yep, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yep. So what does it do to you as it tries to maul you? Mild is something that is fleeting. It basically only lasts a little bit. It'll be over with by the end of the session. So something fleeting.
Something fleeting is raving and spitting and drooling. It gets in my eyes and just, I can't see properly. Get the spit out of my eyes sometime.
All right. Yeah, you got gorilla slobber in your face. And yep. we'll take a shot.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm plus going one to... for it being distracted by gunfire.
Okay, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use my specialty of rifle for reroll instead of the standard plus two. So I'm hoping I can do better than negative two. I broke even, so that puts me at four. And then I'm going to tag the plus the one, and then I'm going to tag the aspect of his exposed brain.
That's a good one. Yep, sure can.
That gives me a seven total. Is that enough?
Okay, seven total, and that's plus with the plus one that Gavin gave you, right?
Yes.
Okay. His action was to try and regain composure of himself, so that's not going to help him to defend against you. He does, however, have 4 points of armor. So it's going to take three boxes, which is not enough to take him out. But you have damaged him.
That's okay, because wars never end.
Mm-hmm.
That puts me at nine.
So two more boxes still is not enough to take him out.
And then also the damage of the weapon, which is two.
That's enough.
Headshot.
Yeah. Monkey goes down. And you had enough chips to power all that, just to make sure.
I thought if I figured out an aspect of his, I could tag it for free.
That's free, but everything else you tagged was not free.
The specialty of the weapon, I haven't used this scene, so that was good.
And then the two aspects of your own personal ones. Chip.
I spent one chip for Wars Never End.
One chip. Okay.
Yep. All right.
It goes down.
I hope that wasn't there.
Well, we probably didn't kill it either, but we'll see what happens.
We got monkeys in our face. Joshua.
Yes.
Joshua.
What did you find?
Going with the same investigation roll you had last time, there is a back door out of the mansion, but there's once again, there were no hidden entrances or exits or anything like that. So there is another way out of the mansion that doesn't require you to go through the front.
I thought he was looking for a way up.
Yeah, sorry, another way up. No, there's no other way up other than the stairs.
All
right. Unfortunately, Joshua, what Ethan does see is that as you are looking for another way up the stairs, the trap door into the sewers is flung open. You see the press of monkey bodies as they are trying to spill over into the house. Of course, they still have to go through the basement first.
I wish I had a gun and the skill to shoot it.
Well, I mean, they're insane. They don't communicate anymore through radio. They're just ooking at each other and going, ook, 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 hurt, pain, we're a clan, stop the pain. I mean...
Fortunately, they can't use the electronics anymore either too well, hopefully.
We'll be able to just run past them
right,
and go...
So- next round.
If we can deal with these monkeys quickly enough, yes.
There's two more monkeys down here. And so starting at the bottom, Marcus, what is your character doing?
Are the monkeys distracted?
No. They're distracted to the fact that they're trying to tear apart Nick and Gavin.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and help Nick, going after the same monkey and try and work with him.
No, help Gavin.
Oh, I'm going to try and help Gavin by going after the same monkey, but still going for my shot. You remember that? Working together?
Yeah. You guys want to work together on the monkey? That's fine.
Yeah, happy to put you there.
He's only going to be able to target on one of you, so he's not going to get the defense against the other. But unfortunately...
But he's a robot monkey!
Ah, great. Okay. Wow, I really hate Skype. Okay, yes, that is fine. You can help Gavin. Unfortunately, Gavin goes before you, and so does the monkey. So that's not really going to work.
Well, wait, what?
He goes on a two. The monkey goes on a four, and so does Gavin.
Right.
So he's not going to be fast enough to actually help Gavin.
Right. He helps Gavin by shooting the monkey in the
face afterwards. Right. Okay. That's fine.
We can't get the gang up on us.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to gang up because you're going at different... you're much slower, unfortunately, Marcus.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But you will be able to gank him because he's going to be, using all of his action on Gavin.
Yeah, hopefully Gavin will stay alive.
I'm going to try something really, really, really stupid.
Joshua, what is Ethan doing?
Ooh...
So far, you're just been standing in the middle of the battle. How many
monkeys there are coming up from the sewers?
You're going to count monkeys. Okay.
I'm going to count monkeys.
Lock the door. Shut. Close the door.
And I'll lock the door.
Sure. Monkeys going for Gavin and monkey going for Marlo.
Okay, so the two remaining are monkeys. There's still one guard alive. Is
yes,
there...
he is. They've abandoned him coming after you guys, however.
Oh, thank God. Okay. That's fine. So long as they kill Gavin.
So what are you doing? Happen. Nick, what are you doing?
I'm clubbing the monkey in my
clubbing
face.
Clubbing the monkey. Gavin, what are you doing?
What is the guard doing?
The guard is still defending, but he's not being attacked right now. So what is Gavin doing?
I'm the alpha gorilla. Intimidation.
You're going to intimidate the gorilla. Sweet. Okay, fair enough.
This
imagine what Kevin looks like. Imagine what Kevin looks like. Remember what his description is.
Sure. Give me an intimidation roll versus his trying to rip your face off.
Pretty much.
Holy crap. The mythical four pluses.
Really? Not gonna, not for me. Not for me.
Not for you.
I wish.
Is he roll?
I'm not sure how much.
Oh.
I keep losing connection to the dice roller.
Well, I got four blues, whoever is blue. That and then I've got me. Two negatives, who are gray.
That is ten.
Can I have his roll instead?
What is your total?
My total.
Yeah, well, Gavin's total, okay. Because you're not taking out Gavin's monkey.
I have a total of one. That's how good my rolling is at the moment. I am rolling crap.
Well, it has a total of four itself right now, so... That's before it lays hands on you.
Oh, no, I don't think they have chips, but I have chips.
No, that's what I'm saying. Use chips. You are the
oven. Yep, okay. Let's see what I can spend it on. I need to spend two chips to get it above four. Or I re-roll. Well, I don't trust the re-rolls at the moment. My rolling is crap. You underestimated me.
Okay.
And I am surprisingly sturdy.
So that's five by my count then. Okay.
Yep.
So one over, which so you will do a point of damage to its social tract. Not enough to take it out, but enough for it to completely miss you as it looks confused as Gavin sticks out his chest and thumps it and starts ooking at it.
What do I need to take it out of the question?
Its social track can't be great. Yeah. Although, actually, monkeys...
It's got a two-box social track, and you've taken out one.
Okay, let's spend a chip on. Yeah, okay. Well, you can tell me, I can pick something else, but if I'm the fact that I'm the master marmoset, bitch.
That gives you extra moxie. You have to slap your mask on for that to work, though.
Yeah, no, I can't really justify that, though, to be honest. I'm a disciplined man.
That's who you are.
The disciplined man works pretty well, too.
Yeah.
That's fine. That will be enough for it to be... It sits down and starts picking lice off itself. Is it acknowledges your authority. All right. We'll do the combat against the other one. You got the nice four pluses there, I see, Nick.
Yep.
It, however, comes up with one negative, giving it a simple two. So you beat it by two, plus how much damage on top of that?
13.
13. Woo.
I'm sorry, what? It's 11 total.
11 total. Okay, well, 11 total minus 2 is going to give you 9, minus 4 for the armor.
Plus 2 for my weapon.
5 plus 2 is going to be, that's 7, so that's a 7 damage track. It goes down.
Yep.
I hold my shot since I changed my action. I'll take the negative 1 and not shoot the monkey that's been blown away as I'm blown away by Marshall Gavin. Gavin Marshall.
You can still kill Gavin's monkey if you want. It's sitting there picking lice off itself now. Looking very subservient.
I'm going to change my action and start heading towards up the stairs.
All right. Since I'm not going to require an athletics roll or anything, so no negative for changing your action. You're heading upstairs. And you get midway up, and you now see the figure pounding on the door is Joshua Dare. Wearing his full...
Which one is it?
Yes, which one is it? He is wearing his full, like, master's robe, and he's got the, you know, the big, heavy bronze sigil on his chest. He's banging in the door. He's, you know, he's yelling and screaming at the door. It's almost incoherent, and he's kicking the door, and the door is very sturdy, thick wood, and seems to be doing no good. You can do something else if you want. It's, no, that's not even one zone that you've moved, so.
Just go tap his shoulder and say, hi, how you doing?
Actually, right. This round, I'm going to draw my backup taser.
If you wanted to shoot him, you could, because
I'm gonna be at a huge negative because I've already done two actions.
No, you changed your action, which is just a minus one.
And then I did another action, which was move.
No,
and
the move, you can move one zone free, and you haven't even moved a zone. That's what I was saying. So you're only at a negative one right now.
I'll take the
right
negative
now.
One and shoot him with my taser.
Mm-hmm. Don't, go for it. Don't.
He's just tasering it.
Yeah, but, I mean, we can...
He's tasing, he's shooting, let him go. Yeah,
he's doing.
Apparently I miss... Well, actually, no, I get a... Let's see, 4 minus 2. I get a 2.
You get a 2, okay. Well, he is going to change his action then, and he's going to try and avoid that. He is actually going on a 1, so he was less than you anyway. So changing his action. And... There it is. So he gets a net zero for that. So a 3. He gets a 3. And that's going to be enough to miss your taser, or enough to get under your taser. Basically just drops to the floor. Unless
I'm
you
also yelling, give up Dare! Just nice. So that the others hear that I found Dare.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, Ethan's already locked the door, and he's counting apes. Count 6 more coming up, and it looks like there's more behind them there, Ethan. They seem to be boiling up and mad. Of course, they're not coming directly up the stairs. They seem to be wrecking the stuff in the basement right now. And actually, I'm going to roll their initiative. Okay.
Is there anything I can use to prop the trapdoor shut? Anything heavy, like a wardrobe or something?
Not the trapdoor, the basement door is what you can do.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Trapdoors have opened it, yeah.
Well, the basement door is, so the steps come up, from the basement, and it's kind of like it's a corridor. So you can just start pushing furniture down and filling up the step area if you want.
That's the plan.
All right. So you find a nice heavy dresser and start pushing that over to the stairwell. So you have a might rating.
No,
okay, yeah, you're throwing a coffee table instead and smaller furniture because you really can't budge the big stuff.
You see, every house needs to have a wheeled trolley for this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So we're still in action rounds now. Dare just dove to the floor. He's going on a 1, so his action now is to draw out a couple of pistols and just start taking shots down the stairs, which will be.
Then I'm going to shoot at him if he's going to shoot at me.
Well, he's not like taking aim at you specifically. He's doing like covering fire to try and keep everybody away.
This is like a defense, is what he's doing.
He's using this as a defense, but he's using guns to do it. Okay, so we're clear. And so, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna try and tase him again.
Okay.
Hopefully, the others will take care of.
Unless you move forward, he's dropped to the floor. He's a harder target to hit now, so it's gonna be a little harder to hit him. He's got cover.
Oh,
now.
I thought I went up the stairs, not that I stopped. That's what I was.
No, yeah, I was saying I had said that you had started climbing the stairs and you saw Dare.
Oh, then I'll continue moving up the stairs.
Okay, so you're going to continue to move up. If you do that, then yeah, he doesn't get the cover. But that is your movement for this as well.
And I'll shoot at him. And now it's the other guard.
The one guard that's still there. He is going to try and gather his wits. And if so, he's going to run for the door. If he doesn't, he's going to sit there and continue to pee in his pants. The monkeys downstairs are going on a 4. I'm going to attempt to make a discipline roll on them. If they make it, they're going to boil up. If not, they're going to wreck the basement.
I don't know which is better. I mean,
I'd rather
I'd rather him have come up because.
You don't know where the Dare tube is that's got original gear in it, which could be in the basement.
Yeah, yeah. And we so, yeah, really...
We don't know.
This was not planned. This was... We knew this was
a possibility. Yeah, and unfortunately, and this character doesn't have... The worst part is this character doesn't have intimidation.
Yeah, I'm going to be up there.
All right, so you're going to go up the stairs?
Yeah, I run up the stairs, and then I tell Dare, it's over. Where's the real Dare?
So you're going to make an intimidation attack on him?
Yeah.
All right, good enough. And what is Gabe? What are you doing there, Jameis, for...
I'm going to help Mr. Wimpy here move furniture in front of the door so they can't get out.
Are you going to tell your monkey to do it as well?
I can't control the monkey.
He's just expressed dominance over it.
Yeah. That's all. It's like you try and control a dog that's your friend. You know, it might be able to follow where your finger's pointing, but it won't know to carry anything around or anything like that.
Yep.
I don't have 5 weeks to train it.
For you, you could try at least.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I do actually have a point of animal handling.
Actually, if you want to try and do that, I'll let you try and control him if you make your animal handling roll.
Yeah, get to do what?
Yep, that is the question.
Yeah.
Mr. Marsh,
when useful.
Yeah, Mr. Marshall, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Marlowe. So you're running up the stairs to do that. Now he is, like I said, using covering fire there.
Yeah.
That's basically his resistance roll, because you're going to have to duck below the lead to be able to screen this out.
I pretty much don't even notice it, actually.
What I'm saying is he's using this as a defense against your words. But, however, since he is doing it as cover fire, if he does get better than you, you're not going to take damage. It's just, you know, his full defense on his part.
That's a total of an 8.
Oh, wow. With the bonuses, he's at, okay, so that's even, so 5. So you're going to beat him by 3, okay? Well, that doesn't quite blow out his social track, though, or his will track, I should say. You do some damage to his will track, but not enough to persuade him.
So he's going to continue to fight me.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
You have not convinced him to settle down.
I gotta go. I'm gonna transfer to my phone.
just hop on when you can, and we'll be wrapping up shortly anyway.
I will beat him into submission. So,
I think Marcus is probably going to beat you to that, but we'll see.
Yes. I don't know. With the way my dice have been rolling, I've been shooting horribly.
And I give Jameis control of my character. So.
Okay, fair enough.
What?
Okay. All right.
I don't control this character.
Monkey is downstairs. Let's see. Discipline rolls. Da, 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 da. Woo! You're going to have some people boiling up the stairs soon.
What did Gavin do with his monkey? Or did he help push some stuff over so that it would hurt?
Yeah, what do you want to do with your monkey there, Gavin? Or what do you... Oh, we just lost him.
Yep. There you go. Oh, me.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So what do you want to do on your turn? You do notice that Ethan is trying to push furniture down the stairwell to block off the basement.
Yeah. So it's actually down all the way to where the basement. There's no top door?
No. The door's at the bottom of the stairwell.
Okay. I'm going to try to get my monkey, who I'm not going to call Eddie, despite everyone else calling the characters Eddie, to actually just go down and try and hold the door in place. That's what I want him to do while I bring that furniture and get him to move out of the way or put it in.
All right, Ethan's already had a turn to have furniture being thrown down there, it's a little difficult footing. But it's the ape doing it, so you're going to try and get him to do it. All right, give me your animal training roll and see what happens.
Come on, handling mythical 4.
So far, I've not rolled anything above a -1. I think is the best I've gotten so far. Neutral. I have a 1.
A 1 is a success. He's not trying to resist you. He is, however, a little slow to understand what you're doing, but he does hop down the stairs and it looks like he's kind of pushing his back up against it.
Cool. That's all I'm really wanting at the moment. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's a heavy gorilla. It should make it a little harder.
Yes. Except there are lots of heavy gorillas coming in from the other side.
Marcus, they'll hurt each other.
Your turn. What, he's already sprayed his bullets And you said you're going to continue up, so you get up to the top of the landing before you shoot.
Four.
Well, four is going to hit, since he's got no defense left.
I believe I'm using probably a pistol, so that's plus one damage.
So you're using ballistic then?
No. Taser.
Taser, okay. Yep. So that's going to be a five. He is, let's see. All right, here's what's going to happen. He is going to take three boxes, and then he's going to take a consequence so he's not taken out. And let's see. All right, he's going to take third-degree burns from the taser shot.
God.
And he's not going quietly into that good night.
Come on, we just want to take you. Can you, Gavin, make the guy who has the intimidate actually try to intimidate him again?
Actually, I have no idea. I know what
intimidation is. Yeah, he wrote it down there. He has an intimidation of six.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the end of that round. Beginning of the next, you're...
So what did Deer do?
Well, Dare, since he's the lowest on the pole, he took a consequence, so he wasn't taken out that last round. His action for this round, let's see. What will this Dare do? He is a clone, and he's got his orders, so... Okay, yeah. He is, he's going to try to... He's going to try and fill you with lead there. Person who's standing at the top of the stairs between him and his exit, as there's no other exit out of here, and the door won't move open. Oh, you know what? No, screw that. He's going to shoot the doorknob off the door and go into the room. That's what he's doing.
Okay, and I'm going to try and shoot him, obviously.
Yep.
Since he's distracted.
Yes, he is. He's wanting to get into that room.
And suffering from third-degree burns.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. So you're going to have Marlo try and intimidate him? Is that what you want to do?
Well, Joshua, we're moving through the...
Actually...
Oh, so you're on now. Okay. I forgot Joshua. Sorry. Let's get Joshua. Well, Joshua, what do you want to do? You're kind of... You know, unless you want to crush the monkey at the bottom of the stairs now, you can't really fill up the stairwell anymore.
Then I'm moving to assist the upstairs people.
Okay. And, all right, so what is...
Marlo doing?
You there, Nick? All right, what is Gavin doing? Gavin.
Is this gonna block the front way out or the back way out?
Oh! There's Nick. Nick!
Yeah, my phone might actually die, so fun. Fun times.
All right, what do you wanna do? He's still up and going.
I club him down like a baby seal and tag third-degree burns to do so.
Okay, good and enough.
You're knocking him out, not killing him, right?
Yeah, I'm taking him out. I'm just going to basically break something to get him to stop fighting.
Okay.
That's all I'm interested in. All
right, so you're not going to kill him. You're just going to try and club him out. And what is Gavin going to do?
I'm going to try and make sure we have a clear path out of here, either through the front or back door, whichever way is easiest when the monkeys finally explode up here. The
front door's going to be much easier since you're right there.
Yeah, just don't have any way of blocking that entrance.
Nope, not much. You could drive the golf cart back up to the front and block it that way. All right, go ahead, Gavin. So here, I'll roll for you. His action was to blow open the door, so he's not defending against you. You rolled a net zero, so what is your fight?
My weapons is six. I get plus one for my weapon, so seven. Then I'm tagging third-degree burns for nine.
Nine.
And then my weapon does two on top of that.
Yep. He can't take enough consequences to get rid of that, so he goes down.
Yeah. And I basically... I break his hand with the gun, and the fight goes out of him, and he agrees to... He is now mine.
Well, I mean, you took out his physical track, so he is unconscious is what's going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
We gotta go! Monkeys are coming!
all right, so that's going to... Gavin, what are you doing?
I'm trying to make sure. Well, actually, no, we'll go and get the car to nearby the front. So when we get out, we can jump into the car. and leave.
Okay. Monkeys from downstairs. They're going to try and boil through the door on a 4. And you got a little resistance from your other monkey and stuff. Your monkey downstairs is hooting and hollering, and he's managed to get enough traction to keep the door closed for now.
Yeah, all right,
that was
out of time.
Yeah, that was out of 4. Marcus.
I'm going to change actions, taking the -1, and try to shoot do what Dare was doing and try to shoot the door open.
Okay. Give me a roll.
Go.
Woo!
Now, that's an 8. Now you're not going to be able to shoot the door open with an electric gun, by the way.
Type of thing.
Well, so you're going to grab his gun and do it? Yes. Electric gun isn't going to blow through a door.
No, I'm going to grab my rifle.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll be -2 because I'm having to do multiple actions, so that's a 6 total.
Yeah, that's way more than enough to blow the knob off the door. It swings open, and Dare's manservant is in the room. A very pale, thin, sickly-looking Dare is hanging onto his neck. Dare's manservant has got a shot-off shotgun that levels to your nose as you look into the room.
Ethan.
Yes?
Can Marlo scream, "Win!" Anyways.
Yes. Ethan, what are you doing?
I'm rushing up to assist.
Okay, so you also see the Dare's butler with the sawed-off shotgun leveled at your friend's nose. About ready.
This is
to
real, Dare.
Real? You asking?
I am asking to one of the other players.
No. You're asking to the butler, probably.
It is a Dare. I mean, you have no idea if it's the real Dare.
No, that's why I'm asking one of the people who recognize Dare.
So, right, then you wouldn't be asking the person that's at the door here because he's never met Dare, the real Dare. So who are you asking? The butler?
No, Nick's up here. Oh. He just...
That's true. Nick's up there. Marlo's up there.
Actually, isn't Marlo between me and the door, kind of?
Let's see. No,
he'd
be off to the side a little bit.
Off to the side, yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. Ethan's asking Marlo, is that the real Dare?
Okay, what happens next? This is the end of the round.
Oh, I was waiting for Nick to answer.
Oh, I answer, yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Okay, there you go. All right, Ethan, you got your answer. What do you want to do?
Hooray!
Cheer.
Let's get out of here.
Right.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
There should be a blimp descending now.
Yep. The problem here, Marcus, is the butler doesn't know you and is going to shoot you in the face.
I drop my gun and say, "I'm with Marlo."
All right. Give me a second. Oh, yeah. Luckily enough, he's going to go slower than you are, so you'll be able to do that. All right.
I say, "I'm with Marlo," and point to the guy who's to the side of the door that he can't see.
All right. Well, he knows the name well enough. Yeah. He's more interested in getting out of here than anything else. So he starts, helping the weakened Dare to come through the door. And he does look down. He sees Gavin. He sees Marlo. And he nods his head. He's like, "We need to get out of here."
I pick up my gun.
Are we in disguise, I'll point out.
Well, that is true. That is true.
We're wearing lab coats. That's not much of a disguise.
But either way, you seem to be helping, so he is leaving.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get to the golf. I'm going to just start running for the golf cart.
Right. And Gavin has pulled the golf cart up front.
I'll drive. Get over.
Gavin, you hear the pitiful cries of your monkey from inside going, "Ook, ook," as he asks, why have you forsaken me?
Did someone pick up fake Dare?
Yes, Marlo.
I'm sure Marlo would have. Yes.
Well, Marlo would be Nicholas or someone else to help him out. But I will cry out, "Help me!" and pick up fake Dare.
I let the magician help us. I'm the driver, damn it.
Well, help real Dare then. Get down.
Your brave little monkey manages for yet another round to hold off this, hold off the tide.
Holy crap. Holy crap. We need to take him with us. If we're leaving, get him to come on the cart.
Yes.
I don't know if there's room for all of us, let alone the weight.
The monkey is pretty heavy.
That's not to say I'm not going to try and do something, but I'm just waiting for the
monkey to come fast. It can
give me an animal training roll. Let's see if you can get him to come along.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, and I've got a couple of chips. Doink. I got a one at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that'll be enough. He's gonna, once again, he's a little confused at first, but he's a bright chimp. He catches on. And as you bolt away on your electric golf cart, you feel the thud on the roof as the monkey lands on the roof. he grips the side. Ook, ook!
I shall name him George.
All right. That seems like a good place to end it as you go barreling down the city streets with the monkey on your roof pointing forward.
Yeah, this isn't gonna, I don't know what the hell this is. I really don't know.
As you drive off into the sunset, actually into the explosions,
into the city exploding around us is what's happening.
Hey, we finally won a fight. I mean, we finally won.
We won lots of fights. We did the airship, we won that one.
Oh, yeah, that was actually pretty much a win.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was a total victory.
Yep, you were lucky. The master ape did not regain control of himself and the rest of the apes.
Oh, so that was so I actually did do good by killing the master ape?
Yes, 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 you did. Yep. He would have been able to impose his will on the rest of the chimps had he regained himself.
But he wasn't
was the obvious boss. He was the obvious mini boss. He's the guy you take down.
No, he wasn't the master ape. Gavin was the master ape.
That's right.
Who imposed their will on apes here? Who did it? Me. I did it. I said, Mama Set needs to have a guerrilla army, and it has begun.
The army of one chimp. You have to start small. But the pay is bananas, so. All right. Yes, we will call it there.
I'm not sure what's going to happen next week. It's just going to be mad.
Yes.
Next week or 2 weeks from now?
We're going to do it next week. Because, unfortunately, I wanted to just keep our regular schedule, so.
Okay, well, at least I got to do this one, and we'll need to find a meet Bert so we can do my special episode.
Yes, I need maybe an hour when we can get together, and we'll do the trial of Bishop.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. So this is the end. This is the end of our second season, as you peel off with both dares in tow, not knowing what's going to go on with your fair city.
I dare you to guess.
So that's worth 3 experience for everybody. Ooh. Rescue and dare.
I got to get off a really horrible pun.
Mm-hmm.
I did have an aspect I haven't used that, so I'm going to make that leader of an ape nation. Since it's game 45, I get another aspect anyway.
Yeah.
Last episode of a season, the first episode have actually made it to the end.
That's true. You didn't drop out this time.
We need to fix that. Bye.
Everyone else did.
I'm not sure how often I'll be able to do that because it's 4 a.m.
Ah. Well, get to sleep. And good game, guys. And we'll try and pick up next Saturday. 3 XP.
How many games have you played Gavin as in?
This marks game 45 for me.
Wow, you've played in as many games as I have with Bishop.
Yeah. Oh, and Bert,
I've only got 2 games on you.
Would you mind sending me the jetpack? What's it?
Yeah, the basics. Just hang online for. I'll send it as a message on Skype for you. The basics for it.
Okay. Well, I'll swap to my iPod so I'll be able to text, but I'll be off voice.
Okay. Good enough. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Ooh. Interesting.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I get the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something? Or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after.
And
besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.